Highbridge Audio presents Eating with the Enemy, How I Waged Peace with North Korea from My Barbecue Shack in Hackensack, by Robert Egan and Kurt Pitzer. Read by Traber Burns. This book is dedicated to all the people who never knew their place. Chapter 1. No son of mine is going to turn pinko. The soles of my Italian dress shoes made a nice clacking sound as I crossed the marble floor of the United States Senate's Dirksen Building. I wore my only suit, a black wool silk blend from Honore Men's Shop in Paramus, and a plain black necktie out of respect for the seriousness of the occasion. I'd splurged on an $80 haircut, enhanced with a little gel and a dash of cologne on my neck. I felt good. It was Monday, November 23, 1992. Washington politicos were trying to clear a path for normalized relations with the government of Vietnam, almost 20 years after the end of the war there. They needed a little help, and I jumped at the chance. How often does a guy from Hackensack have the ear of the U.S. Congress? I found the small deposition room on the second floor, where I was greeted by John McCreary, the strong-jawed, gray-bearded attorney for the Senate Select Committee on POW-MIA Affairs. McCreary shook my hand with a grip of an old warrior and introduced me to his stenographer, Mary Grace, a rosy-cheeked brunette in her 30s. The three of us took our seats around a wooden table. McCreary asked if I understood I'd be speaking under oath. I said I was relieved to be under oath and not accused of anything for a change, but neither of them laughed. The stenographer began typing. McCreary, what do you do for a living? Me. I'm a restaurant owner. McCreary, have you ever been granted or denied a national security?